Feingold says he's getting an earful from people at his county listening sessions about the war in Iraq. The Democrat from Middleton says he's telling them that President Bush needs to have a withdrawal plan, but requests for that by Congress have hit a brick wall.
Nobody's really responding to that, so now I'm thinking about at least throwing out there some kind of a thought about, you know, what kind of a timetable we should have. I don't think I'm the one that should be deciding that, but if nobody's going to have the guts to talk about it, I think I better start talking about it.
Feingold says the president is not showing leadership in dealing with the Iraqi war by not having an exit plan.
Well, there's no science to it. I mean, it's obviously involved a lot of factors. It has to be flexibility, but at some point you just have to make a judgment that things aren't working and that we need to finish what we can and cut our losses and return to the focus on the real fight against terrorism, against the Al-Qaeda network and their associates.
Feingold says an Australian general told him that U.S. forces could be out by the end of next year. He says he'll investigate that, and if it makes sense, he'll bring that to the U.S. Senate. President Bush has said no pullout date can be set until the security situation improves in Iraq. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.